Let's talk about how fathers are no longer fathers. They're just that dude that hangs around their kids. And mothers who are not mothers, they're just that woman that hangs around their kids. Good morning. Welcome to the Carter Podcast, brought to you by Thug Mob Empire. I'm your host, Carter. Let's talk about what's going on right now with our children. Where did it all go wrong? Many people will say it went wrong when video games and social media came into play. I disagree. I think it went wrong when fathers and mothers decided that the television could become a better teacher of life than they could. Some of y'all be like, damn, why would you say such a thing? Because facts are facts. When growing up, little black boys and little black girls are taught the sports or the drug game can take you out the ghetto. We're never taught. Education is the key to getting you out of the ghetto. So we look at what people have around us. What do people really have around us that our parents didn't provide us? We were taught if you have a house, you're doing better than a person that lives in an apartment. Is that facts? Do we digress that? Let's break down the mental capacity of what we teach our kids today. Today in 2024, we're teaching our kids that life and education are not the same. I had a kid the other day say, ask me, how do I find out what this definition means? He said, do I just Google it? I said, why not open up a dictionary? He asked me, what is a dictionary? So now, let's break down where things are going wrong. Let's start with the young ladies of America, or should I say society. Mothers back in the day, and I'm only going to speak from 1976 up until 1992. I will speak in that demographic. From 1976 to 1992, is what I like to call the real parent, the real mother being in the household, teaching her kids the difference between right and wrong, how to cook, clean, and how to take care of themselves. Now, a lot of people will be like, why did you state that the woman taught the little girl how to cook, clean, and take care of herself? Because as we digress and diverse into the lifestyle that we are in today, 19% of most women cannot cook or clean correctly. To some, that's not a big number. It is a big number if you look at that they can't take care of themselves. They're going by with all the rap females are saying about how they should image themselves and how they should portray themselves, not knowing that most of the times that the songs that you're hearing that those women are rapping about, a man wrote them from his point of view. Imagine you told your daughter when she woke up, you could be the president of the United States. Does she believe you? Yes, because you believe in what you're telling your daughter. A little black girl back in the day didn't have no options other than scrubbing the floor, cleaning the toilet, working for white people, taking care of their kids, and making sure everything was all right. You fast forward till today, and now you have some people who don't even know how to fill out a job application. Does a woman today have it worse than they had it back then? Apparently, what we were told is they have it easier now. They have it easier because they have more rights. But what did the father fail to teach his daughter? He failed to teach his daughter that you should demand respect from everybody, not just another man, not just another woman, but even from yourself. That is what it means to demand respect from everybody, that you even demand the respect from yourself. Well, how come no one ever taught me this? Sometimes you don't have to be taught something to see how the disrespect of life has been going, that you know you will never want to be treated that way. Wow. We have failed in so many different ways, in so many different genres, in so many different regions of life, that we now have to take at least 100 steps back to gain 2 steps forward. That's different. It's no longer the same. Men, what happened to our little boys? What happened to them? Let me make it clear to you what happened. We told our sons that crying was not acceptable. It shows a form of weakness. Not knowing that crying is good for the soul. Not knowing that crying, once you get it off your chest, will keep more black kids and Hispanic kids and white kids and any other race out of prison and reforms due to the fact that they have released that what was angering them. How is that possible? It's like pressure. Anything that builds up must bust at some point. Fathers, we must tell our sons that we love them. It's not going to show weakness. That's going to let them know that it's okay to feel how you want to feel and that somebody is still on your side. Tell our sons to pull their pants up. Tell our sons to speak with a dialect and a dialogue that would allow them to be taken serious in the society that we live in today. Teach our children how to open the car door for their mothers and their sisters, so when they get a wife or they have a daughter, they open the car door for them. We must go back to when it made sense to be a gentleman, no matter your race, creed, or culture. I once heard a great doctor say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. But we are not free. We are still enslaved in our minds. Why? Because we are our worst enemy. I told my youngest son, I said, listen to me. The one thing that separates you from me is that you have the option to do the right thing, where I had the option of making sure you ate by any means necessary. Wow. Where do we find the path that we must go down today? We forget to pray. We forget to thank God for making us, letting us wake up every morning. We forget that we are privileged to wake up and look at life every day as a restart button, every single day that we are given breath. Some people actually believe that they wake up on their own. As a father, it is my job to make sure when I see my daughters dressed a certain way to correct what they have on. Why? You say, at what point do you stop doing it? You never stop doing it. Makeup on a 12-year-old is not cute. Makeup on a 12-year-old is not cute. Short shorts on a 12-year-old is not cute. You are setting your child up for failure. Because there are nasty old men walking around looking at your children. Raise your child accordingly. The way that you treat your mother, their mother, they're going to say, you know what? I deserve to be treated this way. Just because you can show all your body parts don't mean you should. And as a man, our job is to say, hey, why would I want to look at you and imagine what we could have long term when the rest of the world seeing it for free. It is up to us fathers to mold our daughters and our sons to be better human beings in this world. I one time listened to Dame Dash say, you don't need an education. Learn it on the fly. Education just puts you in debt. Yes, it does. And I agree 100% what Dame Dash says, but that rule is not for everybody. That rule that you don't need an education, like college-wise, to become successful is not for everybody. There are some jobs that you are going to need a higher learning. Just because they said you don't have to go to class don't mean you shouldn't go. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what I tell children all the time. Just because you were told you didn't have to go don't mean you shouldn't go. Illiteracy is something that happens when we fail to take advantage of an opportunity that is presented for us. Most people can't read. Why? Because they were told you can survive as the lion does in the jungle when your back is against the wall. But yet, they don't ever say that the lion is surviving and doing what it has to do to take care of the pride. That the king of the jungle protects his land, his boundaries, his queen, his family, because he knows that the queen has to take care of the hunting, so let me protect everything else. That is what your mind is, children. That is what our mind is, adults. Our mind is the strength that protects our pride. Must we fail to succeed every time? The only way we fail is if we don't plan ahead. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. We look around and we say, why is there no more prayer in schools? The moment you took God out the equation, you let evil intervene. Children dying in schools. Mothers prostituting their bodies. Fathers leaving a home to be broken. Why? Because as we stand together, we let them believe that divided we can fall. If I stand with you, then I will fall with you. And as we fall, if I still have the strength to grab your arm and hold you back up, then we will stand together again. We were taught when people break us down, think about why they were able to do it. Your mind and body and soul and spirit have to be intertwined with each other. But how is it that the mind can be weak when the body is strong? Because we're focused more on the body being built up instead of the mind being built up. We want people to see the outer shell instead of respecting the inner thoughts. We look at everything people have and we're ungrateful for the things we have, which trickles down to our children saying, I should have that. You should make a way for me to get that. Wow. Is having and getting the same as needing? You need to eat. You need clothes on your back. You need to be able to wash your face. and you need to be able to have a roof over your head. Those are needs. You want a video game. You want new shoes when nothing is wrong with your old shoes. There is a difference in what I'm saying to you. Grandparents got to stop interfering in the parenting skills of kids that are being parented by the same children that their grandparents has given life to. Show your child some empathy. Then you must ask your parents, where was yours towards me when I was growing up? See, whatever worked for you to get me to where I'm at right now, I'm going to tweak it a little bit and make it better so my child doesn't fail at life. Imagine giving a child a chance to not be in a gang, to not sell drugs, to not just live their life through a rap video. Imagine telling a child you can make it without dribbling a basketball, playing football, soccer, or baseball. But if you choose to play those sports, understand that is a privilege. It is a privilege to play these sports, to make millions of dollars. That is a privilege. You must earn it. You can always tell when somebody who's never had something because they don't know how to act when they get it. I looked at a basketball star named John Morant, who I think is an amazing talent, but he surrounded himself around people who didn't keep it real with him. John wanted to pull guns out, post them on the gram, and almost lost everything he ever worked for. But I don't blame Ja as much as I blame his father, who was standing next to him and didn't correct his son's behavior, even though his son is the breadwinner now and is a grown man. You still have to have an open dialogue with your children, no matter their age. Now, do I blame the father for what his son did? Absolutely not. But I blame the father for not having that conversation at that moment. Everything that we work for, you're about to throw away. When I mean we, that's because somebody had to bring you life to start your path, to start your journey. And you have your little sister looking up to you, thinking that the way you act is okay. Too much is on you when you have given somebody money with no guidance. You have to be able to say, I am made different, so I'm built different, so I act different. You have to be prepared to have that conversation with those who are going to be upset with you for having the nerve to speak up. I heard a mom tell her son the other day, don't ever question me. When I tell you to do something, that is it. Do it and let that be the end of it. What she told her son was absolutely false. Because if he thinks what you're telling him to do is not right, and he follows you down that path, and it's wrong, and he gets locked up, and he tells the cop, well, my mom told me to do it. I'm just going by what she said, and she told me not to question it. Now you teach him that he can't even trust you. When a daughter goes to her father and says, how come love is based on a sexual act? And a father is like, because it is what it is. You've given your daughter no answer to how she is to be loved without a physical touch. Imagine somebody making love to your mind by entertaining your thoughts. It happens. Some people don't understand that. Our children don't understand that. They say, what is your legacy when you leave the planet Earth? My legacy that I leave are my children. Good, bad, or the other, they're my legacy. My last name is my legacy. What I've done here on this Earth, when I'm gone, somebody will say, he might have messed up here and there, but guess what? He did more good than bad. Why? Because I learned from my parents, and I don't call them mistakes. I call them learning, because I learned from my mother. I learned from my father. My father was a man who had 6 children. 5 girls, 1 boy. He had 6 children. I followed my father's footsteps and had 1 more than he did. I had 7. I love all my children equally. But I couldn't give all my children equal time. So what am I teaching my sons when they have multiple girlfriends and they have multiple baby moms? I'm not teaching them anything. I had to sit down and say, watch what I did and learn from it. Thank God none of them have kids now. Only one of my daughters has 3 children. But I am the type of person who says life goes on even after you have a bunch of children. Life goes on even after you have a bunch of children. Some people call it illegitimate. Do you know how many illegitimate children we have running around, but they're smarter than what you give them credit for? We have to stop looking to the left and looking to the right and look straight ahead at the goals that we can set, not just for our children, but for ourselves. Imagine what life can be like if we set the bar higher for ourselves than we do for our children. Our children are looking for comfort. Our children are looking for the okay. Our children are looking for that it factor. That I approve of. That we are to give them. So in order to accept what they want to become and do, let's show them that we are here for them more than we are here for ourselves. Be prepared for some shortcomings, not failures, but shortcomings. Tell our children it is okay to have shortcomings, but it's not okay to fall and stay down. Because when life gets hard, you have to know that you're built different than anybody else in the world. You have to know that every step you take is going to be a difficult one, but it's going to be a major one. Thank you for tuning in to the Carter Podcast. Tune in to episode 2 when we'll discuss interracial dating.